Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
Here's an A Moment of Science pop quiz. Which letter comes before P in the alphabet? Bet you didn't know we could make you sing that easily, did you? Unless you are particularly good at remembering sequences, in answering our pop quiz, you might have sung to yourself a little song. More than likely, what you did was start with L. You sang L-M-N-O-P, and then backed up to O once you heard the letter P. You might also have started at H and sung H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. Some folks may have started at A and gone quickly. Is this just a leftover from our grade school days when teachers had us sing things to keep us entertained? Not exactly. Singing the alphabet is an effective way of dividing an intimidating sequence of items into manageable sections and then encoding those sections for quick access. Notice that the alphabet song divides the letters up into chunks of around 7. Even the H-I-J section requires L-M-N-O to be said like one item, keeping the bits of information at about 7. This is probably no coincidence. Psychologists have found that 7 is the number of items we can comfortably store in our memory. After that, we tend to need a cue to help us out. Singing provides that cue. After 7 items, you sing the next group in a different pitch, and the pitches are connected to each other by means of an ongoing melody. Random pitches probably wouldn't work. Thus, the old grade school trick of singing the alphabet is not childish at all. In fact, it shows us rather clearly how the human mind works, be it young or old. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Richard Schifrin in Psychological and Brain Sciences. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.